A new report commissioned by Congress warns against implementing a key provision of the Stock Act. It says the government should not post senior federal executives' financial information online, at least not now. Now, Congress passed the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act last year, and at the time, it said the law would discourage members and top federal employees from insider trading. Federal executives cried foul. The provision was suspended pending this report by the National Academy of Public Administration. Academy fellow David Chu joins us now with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily. Thank you for inviting me to speak with you.
So at one point in this report, you liken the act to boiling the frog. That's colorful. What do you mean by that?
Yes, ma'am. The parable here, as you may know, argues that if you drop a frog in boiling water, it'll jump right out because it senses the change. But if you start with cold water and slowly turn the temperature up, the frog may not notice. And I think that's what we fear has occurred here. As the Internet age developed, more and more information about individuals, including federal officials, is available in various sources, often online, that allows you to put together a picture of what they're doing, who they may be, how they may be vulnerable, that could create risks for them and undercut their ability to serve the country and to carry out their mission. And we think adding this online posting is clearly going to add to those risks. We may have already gone too far, I should emphasize. That's why we call for a review of the whole ethics regimen that governs the federal establishment.
So tell me how you put together this report. Congress gave the Academy the assignment. How did you take it from there?
Well, we talked to agencies and committee staff, so a total of about 150 people, 80 different interview sessions, nearly 60 organizations. First, to understand, do we know what's happened already as a result of online posting? And regrettably, people are not gathering data about whether there's injury occurring for what's already being posted online about federal officials, and some posting has already occurred. And second, we asked them to assess the risk going forward if this provision is carried out. And while we don't have any evidence about what's already happened, there is great concern that this makes it far easier and to search, especially, to find the vulnerable individual. And our view is, let's be prudent. Let's stop before we go any further. Let's not turn the temperature any further up on the poor frog here. And let's take a new look at what objectives do we want to fulfill with federal ethics rules, and what's the best way of doing that, which could include some degree of transparency going forward, but not necessarily the way the statute now requires.
We're speaking with Dr. David Chu, I should say, a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration and chairman of the panel that wrote this report on the Stock Act provision as it pertains to federal executives. There's a lot of bullet points, if you will, here, and I want to go through them one by one because I think they're important. In one case, you looked at whether this act would make feds and you seem to be saying agencies overall more vulnerable to crime. Tell me what you found there and how you drew that conclusion.
Well, let me take the State Department's concern as an example. Of course, they put a lot of people overseas, and they're worried on the one hand that individuals with high net worth may find themselves or their families targeted as kidnapping victims. And on the other hand, people who are in, shall we say, precarious financial position may find themselves being solicited for favors in return for financial rewards that would not be consistent with their mission supporting the United States. So the State Department, as one example, is worried about both ends of the spectrum. People have quite a bit of assets, people who may be actually in some degree of financial difficulty, finding themselves harassed, at worst, the victim of targeted crimes that will make them unable, fearful about their ability to carry out their federal mission.
And you made the point just a few minutes ago that perhaps there is already too much information about federal executives, you could probably say about all of us, online. Yeah. But would the Stock Act really make people that much more vulnerable than, say, wise criminals could already make them now?
Well, you have an excellent point. These are already public records. These are forms that people must file under the 1978 ethics law. But at the moment, you have to write in one by one to get the records, except for members of Congress, and there's a commercial service that puts up these files from congressional staffs and some of your colleagues in the media each year when they're filed do little stories about who's rich and who's poor sort of thing. So, yes, you could find some of this information now. Our concern is, just as you say, there's already a lot out there. If you add this to what's already available, we think you're clearly increasing the level of risk that people face. And the point we make in this report is once you've published it, you can't get it back. And so the next deadline is April 15th, just 2.5 weeks away. So we're urging the Congress to take action to suspend this provision so we don't send it out there until we've rethought what's really necessary to protect the federal interest and what kind of transparency about what matters do we as a public wish to have.
Why call for them to suspend it as opposed to just repeal this entirely?
Well, you can conceive of systems that honor the principle of transparency. I want to emphasize there is a series of organizations that very much argues persuasively transparency is an important safeguard for the public here. You could see of systems that involve transparency about what really counts, but that does not expose people to the degree of risk that this online posting would create. These forms were designed not so much for online examination, but to be sure that people's holdings were consistent with federal ethics rules. They didn't have stock in companies whose affairs they oversee. So we're arguing, let's relook at the whole law. Lots changed since 1978. There are all sorts of financial instruments out there that didn't exist before. And as we've been discussing, there's all sorts of information out there about people, quite apart from this requirement, that taken together, they make them vulnerable in a way that's not helpful to the United States.
And looking at current law right now, do you think that, in fact, people could go in, government watchdogs and the like, could go in and spot conflicts of interest among these federal executives with the current information that's publicly available? Or is something else, like what the Stock Act was meant to be, needed?
Well, you raise an excellent issue. On the executive branch side, there's already a significant review process within each agency. So supervisors must review the forms of their subordinates, and each agency has an ethics officer who reviews the forms in toto. So, interestingly, what the law enforcement agencies report is most of the executive branch conflict of interest transgressions are not discovered through these forms. Again, and the reason we are raising the question whether we should relook at the whole system. They're usually triggered by insider tips or other actions, not by the so-called Form 278 filings that federal employees must now submit. Yes, the SEC believes that a private electronic file, not the same way you make public, that it can use with its automated programs might be helpful. But in general, we did not find on the executive branch side a feeling that this would add much to what's already there in terms of precluding conflict of interest and insider trading. Now, I should emphasize the report concludes the other provisions of the Act, which do require reporting about transactions, we believe should remain in force. But where we would draw the line is don't, at least not yet, put all this material out online until we re-looked at the risks involved here and rethought what we really need to put in the public domain to fulfill the purposes of the Act.
You've given Congress quite a task.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they have 2.5 weeks, and they're gone next week, too. But we're hopeful action can be taken. Some degree of arrangement at least can be made between the executive and legislative branches to postpone this. On April 15th, the executive branch is supposed to put the reports online, and by October it's supposed to make them searchable. But our worry is once you put it out there, you can't get it back.